Russian airstrike against Kyiv kills 3, including 9-year-old girl and her mother. By Oliver J.J. Lane on June 1, 2023. Russia is keeping up its air raid blitz on Ukraine, which has been intensified in the past month with near-nightly strikes on Kyiv and other cities, killing 3 overnight, including a mother and child. The mayor of Ukrainian capital Kyiv said Thursday morning that 3 people were injured and 3 killed in overnight strikes against the city by Russian forces. Tragically, among the dead were a 9-year-old girl and her mother, and another child is in hospital with injuries, Ukrainian state media reports. It is claimed the attack was a wave of 10 ballistic missiles, and Ukraine claims to have shot down all 10 of them, but falling debris from the missiles still fell on the city. Kyiv said, as well as the casualties, property was damaged by falling debris, including a hospital, school, homes, and cars. The Associated Press cites the experience of an eyewitness to this latest strike, who told the wire's service, "Around 3 a.m. there was a strike over there. I woke up and saw the fire. My door was smashed. I woke up my mom and ran to the corridor. Then we went down and ran outside. We saw people running. Windows were shattered and balconies destroyed." The strike is the latest in a recent wave of greatly intensified attacks by Russia against Ukrainian civilian targets. While in earlier stages of the war Kyiv could go weeks without such a raid, now they are nearly nightly. A British bulletin on the war noted this week Russia has launched 20 nights of one-way attack on Kurd aerial vehicle and cruise missile attacks deep inside Ukraine. Nevertheless, it noted, Russia has not had success in neutralizing Ukrainian air defense despite high-profile claims made by Russia that it had taken out one of Ukraine's new U.S.-supplied Patriot air defense systems. While the bombardment of cities has been a pretty one-sided affair so far, with Ukraine as the invaded party taking the vast majority of damage, the last month has seen what appear to be retaliatory strikes by Ukraine against Russia as well. Early in May there were at least 2 claimed attempts to bomb the Kremlin using suicide bomber drones, and this past weekend a wave of drones struck Moscow. Ukraine, for its own reasons, denies that it is responsible for these drone strikes, claiming they are the work of Russian revolutionaries trying to bring down the Putin government. Regardless, Russia's response to the attacks has been one characterized by its total lack of irony as they complain of being the victims of terror attacks, despite regularly inflicting considerably worse on Ukraine.